Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 11, 1805. A newborn baby boy. Today is one of the high points of the expedition, and one that draws more attention to the journey than most others. Captain Lewis writes the entry today.
The party that were ordered last evening set out early this morning. The weather was fair and cold, wind from the northwest. About 5 o'clock this evening, one of the wives of Charbonneau was delivered of a fine boy. It is worthy of remark that this was the first child which this woman had been born, and, as is common in such cases, her labor was tedious and the pain violent. Mr. Gessome informed me that he had frequently administered a small portion of the rattle of the rattlesnake, which he had assured me had never failed to produce the desired effect, that of hastening the birth of a child. Having the rattle of the snake by me, I gave it to him, and he administered 2 rings of it to the woman, broken in small pieces with the fingers and added to a small quantity of water. Whether this medicine was truly the cause or not, I shall not undertake to determine, but I was informed that she had not taken it more than 10 minutes before she brought forth. Perhaps this remedy may be worthy of future experiments, but I must confess that I want faith as to its efficacy. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 11, 1805.
The baby was the son of Sacajawea, and was named by Charbonneau Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. He would have a long and varied career, starting as the youngest member of the Corps of Discovery. Clark nicknamed him Pomp, or Pompey, and named Pompey's Pillar, or more properly, Pompey's Tower, after him in 1806. More about little Pompey as the journey continues. Monday, Clark returns.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.